producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
No, Bradley is not in today. This is Tim, editor at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And just to clear up something in case some people might misunderstand what I was dealing with in the first hour with concerning the email from Robert, and then we're going to move on. As President Andrew Jackson said, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. He didn't say we're going to seek to force Christianity down your throat. In fact, nobody can do that. But bringing the law to bear upon people is something that we should be very much about. And without law, what do we have? We have anarchy. And so pushing the law does not make one Christian. Even attempts to obey the law does not make you a Christian. What makes you a Christian is the Holy Spirit gives you a new birth. He changes you. And so I want you to understand the difference between the use of the law lawfully and that which is a change of heart, that which is spiritual, something that God does within the individual. And it is because of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So just make sure, in case you think I'm preaching works righteousness, I ain't, because I'll be the first guy to tell you that you look in my history, there is no works righteousness, but there is the righteousness of Christ, and because of that, I want to love God. I want to obey Him. I want to do what He has put forth for me to do. That is His will and His word and His law. So, with that clarified, I want to talk a little bit about the issue at a ranch out in Oregon. And before I do that, just let me make mention quickly. We're in the midst of finding out a lot of information concerning Robert L. Deer, 57 out of, he's apparently from North Carolina, who was a shooter involved in the shooting at Planned Parenthood yesterday on Colorado Springs. I believe there's three people killed. One was a police officer who was also a pastor at a church, and nine others who were injured. And of course, we already have Planned Parenthood coming out, one of their spokespeople, and saying, oh, you know, these conservatives and people have targeted us, and it's all about the issue of the videos that have been released, this, that, and the other. Let me say right quick, if this is pinned on anything that is trying to say this man has anything to do with Christianity, we're going to have an issue. Because it will be the exact opposite of the teachings of Christianity. The exact opposite of it. And so we need to set that record straight right now. And I don't know who the guy is. I don't know what his background is or any of that stuff. But I can tell you this. Troy Newman from Operation Rescue posted last night and called and spoke out against what this man was doing. And we don't even know what his point was just yet. He has surrendered to authorities after he shot several people. But just to let you know, Troy has a completely different way he goes about it. He brings the law. He holds these people to their own standard. They want to push the law. They want to the law of choice and this and the other. Well, he's going to push the law right back on them. He's gotten abortion clinics shut down. He's gotten doctors their license if they didn't have their license properly vetted and such. He's got them put out of business, put in jail. And so Troy is a real warrior in what he does. And so I want you to think about that when, you know, we're looking at this story as it develops. But I want to introduce you to something, and then I want to bring on a friend of mine to talk about it. Earlier this week, I wrote a story on some Oregon ranchers, Dwight and Steve Hammond and their families. They have been ranching for many years, many decades, and in something similar to the Bundys, but not quite. They're ranchers. It involves land that is, quote, unquote, owned by the federal government, which should not be constitutionally, and which is managed by the Bureau of Land Management, which is, again, another unconstitutional agency. And these two gentlemen, back in 1999, 2001, 2006, had some fires on their property, and it's part of ranching that actually was good for the land, and they do it often. In fact, the BLM does it. And a couple of these got out of, you know, out of control, and it burned some land. It burned some land, but didn't damage anybody's property, private property or anything. And it looks like it took 10 years on the one from 2001, over 10 years, and the one from 2006, almost 5 years, for the feds to actually bring an indictment, a charge against them. And a judge sent this film. He sentenced the father, Dwight Hammond, to, I think it was a year, and the son, Stephen, to 3 months in jail. They served a shorter amount of time, and then they were released. Then a federal judge, U.S. District Judge Ann Aiken, wanted to make sure they got the minimum sentence, mandatory sentence, under the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act of 1996. The problem is the judge in the original case said they weren't out trying to do anybody harm. They weren't out committing terrorism or any of this stuff. It was just a fire that got out of hand. And so he didn't, you know, attribute any kind of malicious intent or any of that to them. And now she wants to have them arrested again and put back in jail to serve out whatever's left of 5 years. It's almost like double jeopardy is being played out here. And joining me to speak to that issue is Pete Santilli of the Pete Santilli Show. Pete, how are you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. And you know, the reason why I'm here. By the way, I appreciate you mentioning my show, and I don't know if I have any feedback there, but the main reason why I'm here is not necessarily to promote my show. I would say first and foremost, I'm a United States Marine. I'm a constitutionalist. I'm a liberty lover, a God-fearer, God-lover, of course, and somebody who's very, very compassionate towards this family in Burns, Oregon. So I'm here as a patriot, and I appreciate you helping bring awareness to the Hammond Ranch and the Hammond family.
Yeah, sure. We are getting a little bit of feedback there. I don't know what that is, but we've got a probably just a short time before the break comes up. You'll hear the music in a second. But you were the one who tipped me off on the Hammonds, and they are facing something, some bit of tyranny. You've got a few seconds. Do you want to kind of begin on that, and we'll pick it up on the other side of the break?
In a few seconds, we're going to do things backwards here, and I'm not sure if you hear some feedback here. I can hear some feedback in my
ear. Yeah, I do. Why don't you see if you can fix that? The music's coming up. Won't you see if you can fix that during the break? You need to call back in, and we'll pick it up on the other side. Pete Santilli's with us. We're talking about the Hammonds in Oregon. Stay with us.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Coming to you live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the bunker here on the gray Saturday afternoon, and we've got Pete Santilli with us. Before the break, he was fixing to share with us a little bit about the issue with the Oregon ranchers, Dwight and Stephen Hammond. Pete, you with us still?
Yeah, hopefully the audio is okay. How are we doing right now?
Sounds good. Sounds great. Sounds great. Now, when we were going into break, you want to tell us, give a background of what's going on and things, how, where they stand?
Yeah, now let me first inform all of your listeners right now, and we're going to do this backwards, okay? And I'm going to describe exactly what it is. Everyone has a concern about the UN Agenda 21, this mission that the United Nations, a foreign entity, is attempting to do, to take over land here in the United States of America. We already know about that. This is through and through UN Agenda 21, unfortunately, at the expense of a very beautiful ranching family that's been ranching in this area in the Eugene, Oregon area for many, many years. Now, this is what's happened in a nutshell. Essentially, this is a law-abiding, God-fearing family, beautiful, beautiful family. They actually, at one point in time, many years back, there was a lightning strike in the area, and this family actually had set some backfires. That's what they do. There's public lands there that are managed by the Bureau of Land Management, but they have grazing rights out there, and they had concerns about the hazards associated with that fire that was started by God himself. It was a natural fire, and they set a backfire.
Can you tell people why they set the backfire? It was to protect the feed, right, for their animals.
It was. As a matter of fact, backfires, and by the way, in front of a jury, they were supposed to have a jury of their peers, such as ranchers, people that understand the importance of setting fires to begin with out in these vast plains, because it actually allows better growth of the vegetation that's good for their cattle to be grazing on. So fires are actually a good thing. It's a rejuvenation of, you know, of the natural land. So what happened was, because... first of all, through UN Agenda 21 and the BLM and the federal government, they want to come take the land. Well, they wanted to make life hard on on these family members. They wanted to land to begin with. So on a technicality, they said, okay, well, did you set fires and did it catch, you know, the public lands on fire? And Stephen, who was the son, admitted in court, yeah, we did. I set the fire. You know, there was a fire going on, and we had to prevent the loss of property and life. And sure, we did do that. By making that admission in court, this is a summation, a quick summary, executive summary of what actually happened. But he said that in front of a jury. And the jury was told, you are to decide, essentially, did he set a fire? Is he guilty of setting a fire or not guilty of setting a fire? And the jury came together and said, yes, he admitted it in open court. He set a fire. Well, what they didn't tell the jury was that if they award a verdict of guilty, that he would be deemed a terrorist in the United States of America. They never told the jury that. That even the judge, when he assessed it through the sentencing phase, when he assessed the sentence upon this family, he said, these people are not terrorists. This is not right. You know, were mistakes made? Was land burned? Sure. I'm going to offer a lesser sentence. So he gave them, on the last day of his job before he retired, he said, I'm going to send them, you know, away to prison. We do have a guilty verdict here, but they're not terrorists, and I'm going to give them less than the minimum, which is 5 years was the minimum. Well, the federal government was so incensed by this judge, you know, not declaring them to be a terrorist and not assessing the full fine or the full penalty. The prosecutor through the U.S. Attorney's Office went back, got a new judge to say that, yes, in fact, they weren't given the minimum sentence, got a judge to reopen the case. And then also on the appeals through the, I think it's the Ninth Circuit up there, they had all of their cronies essentially say, although these guys had already been to jail and had been released and had already received, you know, their justice in the court system, we're going to reopen the case. We're going to have the appeals court say that they are, in fact, terrorists and they must serve the minimum. So this is where we're at right now. It's essentially double jeopardy, okay? Double jeopardy in that as of January 4th of 2016, they're required to go back to jail to serve out the full sentence for being terrorists. Now, last I checked, Tim, the definition of terrorism itself, these folks don't even qualify for, because what is the intent through a terrorist act is to cause harm. These are ranchers that wanted to set a backfire. That's not a terroristic event upon the American people. Wouldn't you agree with that?
No, I would totally agree. In fact, one of the things that Bradley has pointed out about terrorism is, you know, in the past, that definition was applied to government in what they do. But you're exactly right. These are actions, when I was looking into it, these are actions that the BLM themselves engage in. And in fact, many of their fires get way out of hand, and I haven't heard of any of those guys going to jail. In fact, I'm wondering why, knowing what was going on, and the first judge who had sentenced them, I wonder why he even sentenced them to jail in the first place.
That's correct. As a matter of fact, this is what I also want to communicate to your listening audience is, you know, how is this different than a Bundy Ranch? Well, first of all, this family has actually gone much further than what the Bundy family was subjected to. The Bundy family has never been to jail, even past the, you know, the Bundy Ranch, because they were in the right. It was their family and the issues relating to Bundy Ranch, although things broke down on April 12th of 2014. The sheriff turned his back. The BLM pointed weapons of war upon the people. There was a standoff, but the people, without firing a shot, won that case, but did so early on before the Bundys were taken off the jail or their land was taken. This family is a broken family that has stood up multiple times. They told the truth in court that, yes, in fact, we did set a backfire. But they have stood up multiple times, and in every single instance, they have basically had their legs broken. This is a battered, terrorized family by the federal government that, as I said in the beginning, that is intent on taking the land through the UN Agenda 21, through their proxies, the BLM, the U.S. Attorney's Office, and the federal judiciary. Now, here's what I want to tell the listening audience. Here's the order of business. We're not looking for a standoff. You know what we're looking for? We're looking for a full public review of the entire case to establish that, although even though they got an appeals court to say, yes, we're signing off on this, yes, they're going back to jail, yes, there was a jury verdict, we're asking for a full review to determine whether or not at any step along the way anything was done to them unconstitutionally. So we're asking for compassion, and we're asking for a full review. That is the first order of business. That's what we're asking even the sheriff to uphold and abide by his oath to the U.S. Constitution and to not allow the system to terrorize this family as they have been.
Yeah, and we call on the people, too. That's one of the things I put in the article was people can find the sheriff, the representatives, all of this, to make your phone calls to, your emails, plug those people, be respectful, but call upon them to do what's right. If you want to find that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, put in the search bar Oregon Ranchers, and you'll find a list of all of those people you can contact on behalf of the Hammonds.
Yep. Now, Sheriff Ward himself, we actually had one of our closest associates to our show and our network. His name is Ken Rhodes. He actually drove from Michigan and went out and met with the sheriff in person. And he actually recorded that interaction to find out, you know, if he was going to say anything silly, of course, or unconstitutional, he was at least going to get it documented. Well, the sheriff was amenable and was actually in agreement that what was being done was wrong, and that he assured Ken at that time during that meeting that he was going to be constitutional. Well, since that meeting, Sheriff Ward has said that he's done a couple of things. He's not only said that he's going to side with the federal government in violation of his oath to the U.S. Constitution, but he's also providing information as to any contacts by we, the people, us patriots, that are asking him for compassion and constitutionality. He's providing that information to the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I mean, the Federal Bureau of Cover-Ups.
Yeah, well, and don't let that scare you, America. If we don't stand together and stand up for this family, then I don't know, are we going to expect somebody to do that for us as well? I think this is part of what even we saw in the Old Testament, where the people stood up for those who had an inheritance within Israel and were willing to help them get that inheritance and keep it, and it was land. And we've got to do that in this country, too. I'm glad to see, as I had wrote on there, you know, many citizens militia throughout America are ready to go and stand with the Hammonds and prevent the federal tyranny there. But if we can head that off with phone calls, emails, and a really petitioning on their behalf, then let's do it that way. Let's try to do it peacefully. Pete Santilli's with me. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break. More about Oregon Ranchers, the Hammond family. See what you can do to be involved. Stay with us.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to get in touch with Sheriff David Ward, who we've been speaking about, his number is 541-573-6156, or you can reach him at Dave, D-A-V-E, dot Ward, W-A-R-D, at C-O dot H-A-R. N-E-Y.U-S if you want to voice your concerns for the Hammond family. Online with me is Pete Santilli from the Pete Santilli Show. And Pete, before we get back into more of this, how can people find you and what time is your radio show on?
Actually, we broadcast on talknetwork.com at 8 o'clock in the morning Eastern time, and the Pete Santilli Show.com at 8 p.m. We've got two shows and we do 5 hours of airtime especially because of the state of the union. We're broadcasting as much as we can and doing in our investigations, and you're welcome to join us at any time. But back to our public awareness campaign. This is where we're at with this the Hammond family. Let me just break this down for everybody very simply. A, the UN Agenda 21 plan to take land in the West is full-blown. They attempted to do it with the Bundys. They're attempting to do it with the Hammond family. Let me tell you what has happened to this family in their attempts to assess terrorism charges, to put them in jail, to break them down. Now, of course, what is the incentive for putting them back in jail? Well, guess what? They can't ranch, and thereby they don't have the income to keep the land. They've assessed about $400,000 in fees. Half of which, these are fines that they've assessed on the family, half of which they pay back. If they cannot pay the remaining balance of those fines, what they've done is they've set up the Bureau of Land Management, a corporation, by the way, that is just a subcontractor for the Department of Interior. They've given them first right of refusal, meaning that if they have to sell the land, they're forced to sell the land to the BLM. So essentially under duress, under extreme duress, They're forcing these people to pay fees. They're taking the key ranchers of the family off of the ranch. They're going to put them in jail, and they're setting them up so that they can't afford to pay those fines and fees, and the government will thereby take the land. This is exactly what it's about. Now, a review of the case will, without beyond a reasonable doubt, will show that their constitutional rights were violated. And therefore, every step along the way, you're going to hear the left side of the spectrum say, well, you know, they were convicted. And in a, you know, the appeals court, you know, weighed in on it and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what hasn't been considered is whether or not the legal system, the judiciary, was unconstitutional any step along the way. If they were unconstitutional in any way, shape, or form, it makes the entire case null and void. So we want them to be constituted. If they violated these people's constitutional rights, the whole case is gone. These people get the ranch on the land. Now, the Bureau of Land Management, and by the way, Ammon Bundy told me this at Bundy Ranch. He said, Pete, he goes, we are right. We, the people, are right. The Bundy family is right, and I can prove it to you. He said, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17 of the U.S. Constitution. It's very specific as to what the federal government can and can't own.
Sure, yes.
Yes, and it says that you have to have the approval of both the state legislature and Congress, and that land must be purchased, and it can only be used for very specific things,
let's cite the exact word. It says, to exercise executive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district not exceeding 10 miles square as may by session in particular states and the acceptance of Congress become the seat of the government of the United States. So that's D.C. That's where that gives them authority at, Congress. And to exercise like authority over all places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state, that's what you said,
right.
The same shall be for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings, not ranches, not just plain land out there anywhere.
So no,
that's the authority Congress is giving.
Yeah, post offices or other needful buildings, federal courthouses or other needful buildings.
Or military installations, stuff like that.
Military installations, places to store munitions, so on and so forth. Anything outside of that, the federal government can't own land. So the Bureau of Land Management is designated to manage land. And guess what? They don't even have to be in charge of managing the land. It's a state's rights issue. Cliven Bundy, for instance, wanted to pay his grazing fees to the state of Nevada because he believed that the people of Nevada own the land, which is exactly right. So the states can actually manage the land in Oregon or in Nevada. So anyways, back to my point here. This Hammond family, under extreme duress, and I'm talking the most extreme duress, they've gotten up multiple times, had both their legs broken. They're now under threat. Their First Amendment rights are being violated. They're not allowed to speak out. Federal agents have actually showed up at the family members' houses and told them to, A, not associate with Ammon Bundy, B, not to speak to people like Pete Santilli and speak out publicly, or they would be taken to jail sooner than January 4th. Now, I picked up the phone. I called Frank Papagni, the U.S. attorney. This is basically, it's like opening up the gates of hell and talking to Satan himself, okay? That's about as close as you can get to Satan. Frank Papagni, the U.S. attorney, believes that he's been constitutional lawful, and I asked him for two things. I asked him to be constitutional, and I asked him for compassion and to review the case and review it publicly. That's all we're asking for. I respect the law, don't you, Tim? I mean, if in fact they did something wrong and a full review of the case, you know, deems them to be, you know, jailworthy, let's have a review of it. But I most importantly want a review to determine the constitutionality of the legal proceedings, because you and
I know
that our federal government has zero respect for our constitutional God-given rights.
And that's where we're reading Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, for those who want to go look it up. That really is the fundamental issue. If that stands right there, then the federal government has no business dealing with this at all. It should be dealt with the state.
That's exactly right. Now, Now, here's the next big thing, okay? Let's say, for instance, well, I do believe, because we're so late in the game, that Stephen and also Mr. Hammond Sr. are going to go to jail. Let me tell you what that means. Let me tell our listening audience what that means. Stephen can serve a jail sentence, go in there for four more years, come back out, get back to ranching. They will have lost their land. It will have been given to the Bureau of Land Management because they can't afford to pay the fees. They're going to have to sell the land, and they're forced to sell it to the BLM, who is not even the U.S. government, by the way. But a jail sentence for 74-year-old Mr. Hammond is essentially a death sentence. He will have exceeded his life expectancy by the time he gets out of jail. Okay? And on top of that, as I just described to you, they will not have the land. The land will revert back to the Bureau of Land Management slash what the federal government will take possession of in violation of the U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Paragraph 17.
Not only that, let's remind the listeners of this. They were put in jail, and they are trying to be put back in jail for things the BLM themselves do. And when all was said and done, there was a report that came out that said the land actually benefited from the fires. It was not hurt by that. So what they did actually was beneficial to the land. It's something that they do normally as ranchers. And to call it a crime, to call it terrorism or any of this stuff, is just a complete trumping of the charges and everything else against the family.
Yes. Now, this family, okay, now let's consider this. Let's say, for instance, this family is so afraid, as they are. I've been in direct communication with them, and none of them want to come on the air because they've already been threatened with their lives for speaking out and their liberty, of course, threatened, to send them back to jail. They are so in fear of the federal government. They're not even speaking out publicly. But you know what? Even despite that, what do the scriptures say, Tim? You can probably help guide me through this. Let's say there's a battered spouse who is in Central Park, who is being beaten to a pulp and raped and unable to defend herself in Central Park. And I'm passing by and I see this and she can't get up and she can't defend herself. I want to come to her rescue. These people have been so battered and bruised and beaten down that I feel such a strong obligation because they can't defend themselves to come to this family, this beautiful family, and to pick them up and carry the cross for them. That's what this is about with this Hammond family.
Sure. This is a practical application from what Jesus speaks about when everybody's familiar with the Good Samaritan. And the religious folks walk on the other side because they got to get to their religious activities, whether the Levite or the priest or whatever. And it's the guy who is essentially the man's enemy who comes along and helps them after he's been beaten and robbed and takes care of him. So, yeah, it's definitely biblical that we stand with these people and we encourage others to stand with them because that is part of the morality of the scriptures, and it is very lawful to do so because you have one side being unlawful and you have another side seeking to uphold the law. So absolutely it's right. Absolutely it's biblical.
Not just unlawful, but I believe, and this may sound sensational and radical to call the federal government at this point the true terrorists that are terrorizing this family.
There's no question about it.
But it's the God's honest truth. This federal government, the federal judiciary, has so terrorized this family, and I'm going to remind everybody, for the purposes of taking land in the West.
Yeah, and advancing the United Nations Agenda of 21. So hang on with us through the other side of the break. Pete, stay with us, and we'll pick it up then.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally began to feature the articles and the materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Radio. We have on the line with us Pete Santilli. And Pete, we were just wrapping up things a little bit going into the final segment, and there's a few other things you wanted to communicate to the people in order that they get involved in helping out the Hammonds.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the telephone number that I want to emphasize, Sheriff David M. Ward, is the equivalent. And this request to Sheriff David M. Ward is the equivalent of what we asked Sheriff Gillespie to do, is to stand up for the Constitution. He's the highest law enforcement official in that county to protect that family and to protect that land constitutionally as well. Contact sure. Sheriff David M. Ward and respectfully request the following. A, some compassion, obviously, but most importantly, constitutionality. Not right. to suck to the federal government and send your communication with him to the FBI. They are our domestic enemy at this point in time. 541-573-6156 is the telephone number to reach him. Now, he is the equivalent of Gillespie, Sheriff Gillespie in Nevada, because Gillespie was asked to defend the peaceful people who were going to go to the fence at Bundy Ranch and ask for the cattle back, free up the land, and get the federal government off of that land. Well, sure. Gillespie turned his back on the American people, and people almost died. So Sheriff Ward has that opportunity to be constitutional, and the people shall stand with him. So express to Sheriff Ward, if he's constitutional, the people will stand with him.
We're looking for a sheriff to provide, you know, law and order in that county. When a system breaks down, as it did at Bundy Ranch, to where the federal government points weapons of war at we the people, threatens to shoot us, snipers in the hills, tasing people, us demanding an investigation as to whether or not they were destroying infrastructure and killing cattle and being unconstitutional. Well, when the sheriff fails to defend the people, guess what? We the people are the last line of defense in this country. So if Sheriff Ward doesn't step up, if Frank Papagni, U.S. attorney, doesn't back off, and the federal government doesn't back away, there's one last line of defense in this country to defend that land and to defend the Hammond people, and that's we the people. That's us. Yep. It is at that point a description of us being the last line of defense in our constitutional republic. If the people don't rise up to demand the sheriff be constitutional and the federal government back off, you might as well just hand the land to them and put the shackles on yourself.
No, I completely agree. And this is something that Radley has talked about before. It's always we have gotten to a point where we're looking for somebody else to do the work. We want to elect somebody that we think is going to be a savior. And while we do want people to uphold the Constitution and their oath of office, no question about it, and the law, when they won't do that, ultimately, we are the governors. We are self-governors. And so when they won't do it, we've got to step up to do that. And that's why we want people to give Sheriff David Ward a call, 541-573-6156. Anything else? Last couple of minutes here, Pete. Anything else that people need to know?
Yes. The mainstream media is not going to discuss things as we've discussed on this show. That's why they call it.
Well, even the alternative media isn't really discussing this a lot, are they?
They're not. That's right. I'm calling us the independent media, but here's what we need to do, is to also ask people within alternative media, and it's we the people, that in this last line of defense as far as sharing information. We need to share this information far and wide. Ask fellow, you know, alternative media hosts, radio show hosts to cover and bring awareness to this issue. We have an obligation to do it between now and January 4th before this family is taken away.
Right. Pete, thank you so much for taking time to enlighten us on this situation. Tell people right quick where they can find you.
ThePeteSantilliShow.com. Thanks.
All right, brother. Thank you so much for coming on. That's Pete Santilli. We appreciate him taking time to come out. He has been interacting with Ammon Bundy and getting this information out to us and also to some other outlets. And really, folks, if we're not going to stand with a family like this, then I got to ask the question, how are we any different? You know, I mentioned the Good Samaritan. How are we any different than the Levite who passed him by and said, "Oop, I've got to get on. I've got duties. This got to be done." How are we any different than those guys if we don't care for this family? If you say, "Well, I read the thing. They set a fire." Yeah, they set a fire, but it's not anything they hadn't been doing that any other ranchers haven't been doing. They didn't damage any private property. None of that. It's the same thing the federal government does. It's the same thing that not the federal government, but the BLM does. Same thing. It actually benefited the land. And yet men are losing their time in jail, which is an unjust punishment for it anyway. I don't know why we think we're civilized when we take men and put them in cages. That doesn't make sense to me. You say, "Well, you want death sentence." No. This isn't an issue to where they should have been charged in the first place, much less found guilty. I mean, how do you communicate this story to people who are not ranchers? How do you communicate how ranching works and how you do these things to people who are not ranchers? Pete had it right. Where is the jury of their peers who understand these things? So, look. Every one of us can pick up the phone. We can make a call on behalf of the Hammonds. 541-573-6156. 6156. Sheriff David M. Ward. Be respectful, but pointing to the Constitution. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Have it on hand. And if you want to know who has that authority, it's under the Congress. And that land's not being used for any of those things that are mentioned in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. Not one thing for it. And the property clause, Congress has power over that. Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the U.S. Constitution. The Congress shall have power to dispose of and make all needful rules and regulations respecting the territory or other property belonging to the United States. What property is that? Well, it's the ones that only the state legislature can offer, and it must have certain things on it. The erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. That is not what's going out west with the Bundy Ranch. It's not going on with the Hammond Ranches either. And you say, well, they're just living on, they're getting this. They're, that's not the issue. The issue is government overstepping its bounds and becoming tyrannical. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If they can do it to them, they will do it to you. Well, I own my land. I have a deed. But they're still taking you for property taxes, aren't they? If you don't pay those property taxes, what do they come do? They come take your land. You need to stand up for them. One day it might be you. Take a stand. Do what is right before God and under the law of our land. Really appreciate Pete coming on and enlightening us to that. The Hammonds need our prayers and they need our support. They need the things that we know to be put in what an old-time preacher used to say, put in shoe leather. They need to see it in action. They need to see our love in action by doing what is right and standing against those who are trying to destroy their family and steal the land. And, again, if we don't do it for them, who's going to do it if it becomes our time? We see the breakdown in our government. We need to be a moral people, a people who fear God, who love our neighbors, and who will do what is right. Real quickly, I'll have up an article right after the show. Texas Patriots post addresses of Muslims and Muslim sympathizers, and they expose the media's hypocrisy. You probably have not seen the media come out against the Southern Poverty Law Center over their hate list, where they do basically the same thing for individuals and organizations, including Bradley. But, boy, they come after these guys for simply posting it and saying these are the people who are standing against American law. And so that'll be up here shortly. You can also find what I referenced earlier, the Muslim Brotherhood's goals document that was found years ago, their desire to destroy the country from within. That'll also be linked in the article. Look for it after the radio show. And, again, I hope all of you had a very happy Thanksgiving. It was good to actually sit back for a little bit. I sit at a desk pretty much all day, day in and day out, putting out information. And it was good to be with the family. God is still good. He is still on the throne. I don't say that as a cliche. The Lord Jesus Christ is ruling from heaven. He is subduing his enemies, and he uses means in that. And that is you and I, folks. We take the gospel of Jesus Christ, we take the law of God, and we see his enemies bow before him. We'll talk to you soon enough. Have a great weekend. God bless you.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.